Hi there, it's Rocket in here from the Rockets Podcast. You know, I keep naming my podcast the names I want it to be, and it seems like sometimes it fit right there and then, but then all of a sudden I started to change it. So I'm just going to say, I am Rocket, and I am your podcaster. My topic for today, well, what about the M&M Club versus the Facebook group Club? What's the similarities or what's the difference? There's no difference. Similarities, there are. So let me start by saying I belong to M&M Club on Facebook. It's a group, and I started last year, probably late last year, and the administrative person noticed that I attract a lot of people, a lot of conversation, a lot of engaging since I started posting. So she said to me, she's glad that she invited me to join the club because she never know, or she was not expecting that my presence gave her a lot of attraction. I said, that's pretty cool. But then again, there is this lady on her group that was actually jealous. And every time I put something and she just go around and said, well, I already did this. So instead of me getting frustrated, all I have to tell her, you do what you do and I do what I do. And I had concern about that. So I talked to the administrator. Her name is Zoe. And I told her, you know, you have one members in here that seems to be like she told me she was doing the things that I've been doing now. And she goes, no, you're the only one who's been doing what you're doing. Just continue what you're doing. And I said, cool. I like that. Over a period of time, it just get to the point where Zoe will not even say anything to that person, knowing that she's already bashing me. So I said, you know what? I'm just going to step away from the group because I don't need this. I'm in that group to share what I know about M&M because, you know, I collect them, I sell them, I have books of them, so I know what I'm talking about. And when I do storytelling, I share information that people are not aware of, which is Zoe like it, but she doesn't know how to handle her people. So I said, stop. You know, just stop for now. Well, I went to the same situation with a famous online marketer, and she is a female. At first, I've noticed that she does these daily things like topics and everything. And I know she is busy as always, especially now. So I said, would you like me to take care of this daily posting on this? Because I know that you're busy. And she said, oh, actually, that's very, very good. You maintain that so I don't have to worry about doing it. I said, cool. So I tried it and people started responding. And here comes that one person mentioned and she goes, well, I did not know that Rocket is doing this daily thing in here. Why? And, you know, that famous marketer said, well, because she want to help and I would like that. So that stopped and the post continued on. It became productive. And here comes another lady. Her name is Dee and she's from Australia. She started noticing the things that I post and the momentum that I get. And what she does, she started doing the same thing like what I am doing. So I can feel the traction in there. And I ask her, why don't we just kind of collaborate? So this way, because you're doing you're doing the same thing like what I am doing when I am the one who was assigned to do this. And her response to me was, oh, I am only here because of my personal reason, because I want to promote my business. So I'm getting momentum from this page. I said, okay. So I let it go. But then there's another person in that group also that this lady, the online marketer, that was involved, but she is lacking the juice. She doesn't really pull the pull that I've been pulling. And you know, after a while and then this lady, the famous marketer, she allows people to post almost a spam, And I told her, why don't you clean this thing up? You know, because there are people who just comes here to clutter your wall. And the way she sees it, oh, no, they're not clutters. I know them, you know. I said, okay. So I decided I'll just have to quit. I don't put up with this thing where you want me to manage and the things that I manage. And I also noticed, because I'm very thorough when it comes to my work. And when you said on your post, on your page, that there's no spammer yet, it's obvious. I'm reading all these people like, go here to see my products. They are spammers. They are not there to contribute to the interaction of your group. They are there to get juice from you so they can get juice to bring it into their group. So now that I stop, I rest a while for from the M&M group, I quit from the other group. I decided after many months that I will go back to the M&M and share some of the stuff, because I have a lot of, throughout my adventures, I collected a lot of M&M. And people seems to be excited that I came back, because in one post alone, I generated 30 comments and likes and everything like that. And I know that they miss me. But again, there's this another lady who was although at the bottom of a post, and then she came up and she goes, oh, I'm a storyteller, you know, and she's trying to get a juice. But because her post compared to my post and the interaction that I go, it's really, really way different by number. So it is very obvious that I might come across another person who will probably try to, well, I will just probably say jealous. That's the right word. Well, so what's the difference between any kind of club and a Facebook group? Club, I really don't see any difference, you know, but I always, for sure, always, there's always that person who's jealous, and they will try to steal the show even if they don't have any energy, they don't have the pull to make it work. Should I let go about this one? Perhaps. But until now, you know, I'm just laying low and see what I'll see in the long run. So this is my podcast, and as usual, this is Rocket saying talk to you later, and if you need to make a comment, feel free to do so. Bye. Hi there, it's Rocket in here from The Rockets Podcast. You know, I keep naming my podcast the names I want it to be. And it seems like sometimes it fit right there and then. But then all of a sudden I started to change it. So I'm just going to say, I am Rocket and I am your podcaster. My topic for today? Well, what about the M&M Club versus the Facebook group Club? What's the similarities or what's the difference? There's no difference. Similarities, there are. So let me start by saying I am belong to M&M Club on Facebook. It's a group. And I started last year, probably late last year, and the administrative person noticed that I attract a lot of people, a lot of conversation, a lot of engaging since I started posting. So she said to me, she's glad that she invited me to join the club, because she never know, or she was not expecting that my presence gave her a lot of attraction. I said, that's pretty cool. But then again, there is this lady on her group that was actually jealous. And every time I put something and she just go around and said, well, I already did this. So instead of me getting frustrated, all I have to tell her, you do what you do and I do what I do. And I had concern about that. So I talked to the administrator. Her name is Zoe. And I told her, you know, you have one members in here that seems to be like she told me she was doing the things that I've been doing now. And she goes, no, you're the only one who's been doing what you're doing. Just continue what you're doing. And I said, cool. I like that. Over a period of time, it just get to the point where Zoe will not even say anything to that person, knowing that she's already bashing me. So I said, you know what? I'm just going to step away from the group, because I don't need this. I'm in that group to share what I know about M&M, because, you know, I collect them, I sell them, I have books of them, so I know what I'm talking about. And when I do storytelling, I share information that people are not aware of, which is Zoe like it, but she doesn't know how to handle her people. So I said, stop. You know, just stop for now. Well, I went to the same situation with a famous online marketer, and she is a female. At first, I've noticed that she does these daily things like topics and everything. And I know she is busy as always, especially now. So I said, would you like me to take care of this daily posting on this? Because I know that you're busy. And she said, oh, actually, that's very, very good. You maintain that so I don't have to worry about doing it. I said, cool. So I tried it and people started responding. And here comes that one person mentioned, and she goes, well, I did not know that Rocket is doing this daily thing in here. Why? And, you know, that famous marketer said, well, because she want to help and I would like that. So that stopped and the post continued on. It became productive. And here comes another lady. Her name is Dee and she's from Australia. She started noticing the things that I post and the momentum that I get. And what she does, she started doing the same thing like what I am doing. So I can feel the traction in there. And I ask her, why don't we just kind of collaborate? So this way, because you're doing you're doing the same thing like what I am doing when I am the one who was assigned to do this. And her response to me was, oh, I am only here because of my personal reason, because I want to promote my business. So I'm getting momentum from this page. I said, okay. So I let it go. But then there's another person in that group also that this lady, the online marketer, that was involved, but she is lacking the juice. She doesn't really pull the pull that I've been pulling. And, you know, after a while, and then this lady, the famous marketer, she allows people to post almost a spam. And I told her, why don't you clean this thing up? You know, because there are people who just comes here to clutter your wall. And the way she sees it, oh, no, they're not clutters. I know them, you know. I said, okay, so I decided I'll just have to quit. I don't put up with this thing where you want me to manage and the things that I manage. And I also noticed, because I'm very thorough when it comes to my work. And when you said on your post, on your page, that there's no spammer yet, it's obvious I'm reading all these people like, go here to see my products. They are spammers. They are not there to contribute to the interaction of your group. They are there to get juice from you so they can get juice to bring it into their group. So now that I stop, I rest a while from the M&M group, I quit from the other group. I decided after many months that I will go back to the M&M and share some of the stuff, because I have a lot of, throughout my adventures, I collected a lot of M&M. And people seems to be excited that I came back, because in one post alone, I generated 30 comments and likes and everything like that. And I know that they miss me. But again, there's this another lady who was all the way at the bottom of a post, and then she came up and she goes, oh, I'm a storyteller, you know, and she's trying to get a juice. But because her post compared to my post and the interaction that I go, it's really, really way different by number. So it is very obvious that I might come across another person who will probably try to, well, I will just probably say jealous. That's the right word. Well, so what's the difference between any kind of club and a Facebook group? Club, I really don't see any difference, you know, but I always, for sure, always, there's always that person who's jealous and they will try to steal the show even if they don't have any energy, they don't have that pull to make it work. Should I let go about this one? Perhaps, but until now, you know, I'm just laying low and see what I'll see in the long run. So, this is my podcast, and as usual, this is Rocket saying, talk to you later, and if you need to make a comment, feel free to do so. Bye!